Okay, Shelley Jusick's here.
Good morning.
And Marie Gore.
Yes, good morning.
How are you?
Oh, my goodness.
Can't get used to that.
I know, it's a little tricky, but it's getting easier as time goes on.
Yeah.
But he's a keeper. I'm not going to get rid of him now. So.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Well, we are super excited. The November issue of JX Magazine just came out. It's probably in your mailbox today, so it's exciting. Mm-hmm. And we have just an amazing person on our cover, Britt Keene from The Roaming Goat out in Grass Lake. It's a beautiful coffee shop out there. If you have not gone out there, I highly recommend it. They are absolutely wonderful. And it's just a great article about everything they're doing out there. So,
the magazine this month is about all around the outside of Jackson County.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of people think we write just about the city of Jackson, but we really don't. But we really did focus this time on those businesses that are outliers, you know, in the community.
The periphery.
So, the periphery, yes. And so when I say out county, so of course, Grass Lake being one of our out county areas.
Yes. And then we have Avery Oil and Propane, and they are out in Rives Junction. Mm-hmm. So we're thrilled to have them in the magazine. They have been in business for 43 years. That is amazing.
I know it.
That's wonderful.
Most people don't know it because they're so far away, or it seems like it's far away in Rives Junction. So, really excited to highlight them and the business that they're doing and the expansions and the areas that they cover. So, please look at that.
That's something really neat about them is that they serve from Lansing all the way to the county line, the state line.
State line, yes.
To the state line. And I just thought that was really neat. I didn't realize they serve such a large region, which is huge for business.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And then our third article this year is is on Spring Arbor Appliance and everything they are doing out in the Spring Arbor area.
Yeah, and they've been in business now for 46 years and different generations.
Legendary.
They are legendary.
Yes.
Exactly. So, yeah, lots of good things. I'd like to highlight our forward this month. We're really excited about... you know, the foreword is always going to be found on page 5, and it's a little tidbits of information about something or someone. And this month we highlighted Monkey Mouth, and so we have some really interesting facts behind the label of that IPA,
so
which is
a
Grand River Brewery.
What Monkey Mouth is?
Well, I'd like to have people go and read what it is and what it means behind the label. Why does the label look like that person in a jail cell? I mean, it tells all about that.
Okay.
I want people to go and read that. It was very fun to do. And Wyatt Andrews, the brewer, was so much fun to work with there. So big shout out to him.
Yes.
Just some interesting facts.
I wonder, some people out there might not know what an IPA is. Yes. So it's a beer. At Grand River Brewery. So make sure to read it. It's very interesting tidbits.
Yeah,
so.
Very good.
Who's holding that can?
That's Wyatt Andrews,
the
brewer.
Is that Wyatt Andrews?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we blurred him a little bit, but yeah, he enjoyed that. It was a lot of fun to work with him. So. Well, we've got upcoming here, we've got our 30 and under event coming up in December, and you'll be able to read about those. We have 13. Young professionals that we'll be highlighting in our December issue. And then I want to put a big shout out to our Best of Jackson voting. So we just started round 2 this week. We narrowed it down to the top 3 finalists. So if you go on to
each category,
and I'll mention those in a second, but if you go on to jacksonmagazine.com, right at the very top of our website is a button that you can do the voting so you can see who our finalists are. So we want to redo the voting here with those 3 finalists, and then we let them know in March at our big event who the winner is, kind of like the Academy Awards. So our categories this year are Best Wings, Best Roofing Contractor, Best Credit Union, Best Florist, the Best Outdoor Eating Area, our Best Veterinary Clinic, and the Best Computer Repair and Services. So we've got a lot of great categories. Narrow down, go on our website to see who those finalists are, and then again we'll list those finalists in the December magazine as well. So lots of great stuff going on.
Yes, and we want to thank our sponsors for Best of Jackson: CP Federal Credit Union, Bond and Company, Experience Jackson, the Jackson Chamber of Commerce, and home.fm. So we are very grateful for all of those companies and get on there
and
vote.
All the great things they do for us.
Yes, we're excited. Yeah.
So what are you highlighting in December?
Well, December are the 30 and under winners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the 13 of the 30 and under, the business professionals. Yep. Mm-hmm. So we've got some wonderful candidates this year and...
There are
excited.
Some amazing people out there.
How many?
Oh, I know.
Oh, my
we have 13.
Goodness. 13 total.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 13.
Yes.
We usually run between maybe 10. I think we've done 14 in the past.
Yes.
We don't have a set number, but we get a lot of nominations, so we appreciate those. Those are always open. In fact, if you know someone right now, go to our website and nominate them now. It's open, and that'll be for the next year of 30 and under, but we certainly save those nominations. And there's a lot of them, and then we have a process of former 30 and under winners that come and help us select the next group of what we say the class of 2019 and so forth.
Hopefully you don't run out.
No, I hope not. Come on, 30-year-olds. People keep having babies so we can have those 30 and under professionals.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, dear, that's funny. Yeah.
Nice picture of John Waldron in here. Suitable for framing.
I can't believe it.
Wow.
He cleans up very well.
He's been in it like a tanning bed.
I think it might have been taken during the summer when he might have been a little more tan.
You sure it wasn't last week?
No.
I don't think so.
Although we do like to clean up the pictures a little.
We do try to
airbrush.
Yeah, just give it a little bit, you know.
A little tint.
That's not going to
look like he just stepped off the bus in Acapulco.
He looks very impressive in that picture.
Good
Good
picture.
Good. Well, we hope everybody does, pick up a magazine. You can read it on our website, jacksonmagazine.com.
Yeah, but you got to have one.
But you got to have one in your hand.
You don't
want to
read
it. So if you want one in your hand and you don't already get it, you can subscribe and pay for it.
Goodness.
Or you can stop in the office and pick one up for $3 or... I'm sure all your local doctors and dentists and waiting rooms all have a Jackson magazine to breeze through.
Go to the dentist,
well.
Yes. I trip over them.
I'm sure. That's what we want. Read all the good news about our businesses.
Hey, thanks, ladies.
Thank
thanks for
you.
Having us.
Take care.
It's been great. Thanks.